Welcome to the first ever episode of the Spencer Libraries podcast. I'm your host, Amy, and we're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff that's coming up here at the Spencer Library. We're going to talk about things that are happening in the youth department with Sarah Beth. We're going to talk about some of the cool stuff that's happening for adults with Robin. Cool stuff that's happening with the teens with Kayla. And some of our fun fandom programs with Kyla. But first of all, we're going to start with our director, Mandy, and talk about some of the stuff that inspires her. All right, we're here with director Mandy Roberts. So,
Hello.
So, what have you got for us today?
Well, you had talked about how you thought maybe I should talk about some books, because, well, we're a library, and that makes sense.
Right.
but one of the things I wanted to talk about is that I'm one of those people that has far too many hobbies. So one of the things is I'm an artist, and I'm also a library director, and I'm also an avid reader. And so I thought I'd talk about a couple books that are books that make me want to draw things. Because I have a little list that, especially, they're kind of my Amazon wish list. So if anybody, you know, my birthday's coming up, so if anybody wants to buy one for me, I'm totally
all
okay
right
with that.
Make that public. Let it in the comments.
I know, right? Well, you know, I'm greedy. I'm greedy, and I think I deserve presents. But the book that I'm reading right now that I really feel like, oh gosh, I want to draw every single scene that I read, because everything I read becomes a picture in my head.
Right.
You know, like a lot of people talk about how it's a movie. You know, mine tends to be stills.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a storyboard that pops up. So the book that I'm reading right now is The Girl Who Drank the Moon by Kelly Barnhill. And it is the current Newbery Award winner. And it is phenomenal. So it's about this society that leaves children, babies, as a sacrifice to the witch in the forest.
Oh.
And you find out exactly what happens to those kids. But one of the kids happens to be a very special one. And she has a birthmark on her forehead that is the shape of a crescent moon. And so her name is Luna, and when she was a baby, she drank the moon.
Okay.
And so she's extra magical. And there is a tiny pet dragon that has rainbow wings that makes me want to draw everything. And there's this giant swamp monster who, in my head, talks in a British accent and is kind of grumpy, but compassionate and kind. So I'm not very far into it, it's so far it's just really excellent. I remember when I actually listened to Dragon Rider by Cornelia Funk, and it was read by Brendan Fraser, and I wanted to draw
mm-hmm.
everything that
mm-hmm.
I read in that one too. So I have this list. I feel like I have to own all these books because I know that I'm just gonna, you know, read them over and over and look at them and, you know, wait down the pages so that I can, as I'm sketching, get these. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to get some drawings, especially the little dragon is really what I think sparked this for me. Well, Luna did too.
Right.
But the girl and the dragon growing up together, because I'm fairly certain that's going to happen in this book. So I'm looking forward to drawing little rainbow dragons.
And oh, that sounds excellent.
So maybe we can post pictures of that on the website.
Oh, definitely.
If and when I get those done.
I think we need to.
Good intentions.
Definitely. I think we need to.
So awesome.
Excellent.
So that's the one. Maybe I'll come back and do another books that make me want to draw segment. So because I have 6 more books that I could talk about.
Oh, definitely.
Right, so.
That sounds like fun.
All right.
And then we can post some of the pictures that you draw.
Oh, that would be really fun. I don't know, I've been historically shy about my art, but recently I've been kind of putting myself out there a little bit more, so.
No, I think it's great, and maybe some of our listeners can can post some of the pictures that they draw.
I'd love to see
that are
like
inspired by the things that they read.
Fan art. Yes, fan art from books. Yes. That would be fantastic.
Yes. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing, and we'll do this again next time.
All right, until next time.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
Okay, we are here with children's librarian Sarah Beth, and she has a program of a Minecraft party coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about your Minecraft party?
You bet. That's right. Next week is the last week of summer reading, as far as the official summer reading events go, and we are going to send everyone off with a Minecraft party. So the whole theme this year was build a better world, and of course Minecraft is all about building a virtual world. So we have Minecraft downloaded on our tablets here, so the kids can actually play Minecraft if they'd like to. But we're going to have other activities too. We'll probably do some games, crafts. We have lots of paper squares cut out from various programs, so we'll make our own creeper masks or Enderman or whoever it might be that the kids want to create, or they can create their own characters. And then we've got some Nerf guns, and we'll make some targets out of balloons with that look like creepers or Endermen or the bad guys, and so they can shoot the bad guys and pretend they're Steve in the Minecraft world. I even have like a box mask of Steve that they can wear on their heads. So
Steve mask is really awesome.
Yeah,
I've
it
seen
is.
It.
Yeah.
Excellent. And it looks like there's superhero story time on the 25th.
Yeah, our Tuesday morning story time, every Tuesday at 10 o'clock this coming week. It's the theme is superheroes, so we've got some superhero stories. We're going to make craft, for the craft we're going to make our own capes, and yeah, just songs and rhymes and fun stuff like story time.
And
it usually is.
There will be yoga story time on the 27th at 9 o'clock.
Yes. Yoga story time. That happened. I just do that in the summer for the months of June and July once a week. But it's a lot of fun. We pair some familiar picture books with standard yoga poses. So we'll simplify them for the kids. I'm not a yogi by any means. I just, you know, dabble in the yoga stuff. So we kind of simplify it, but it's fun to watch the kids try out new things or try and make up their own poses and stuff. But it's not like an adult yoga class where it's nice and calm and peaceful. We do a lot of noise making.
That always sounds like a good time.
Yeah, like you said the other day, just bend and howl, right?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What we do.
Oh,
so,
it sounds like a lot of fun.
So a lot of the poses are based on natural things. Some of which are animals, of course, or many of them you can just pretend you're an animal flying or whatever it is. And so it pairs really well with making lots of sounds and
well,
jumping
like,
around
noisy
and stuff.
Noisy kid's a happy kid.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun. So
excellent. And one of the rules is, what are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? I am reading The Fireman based on your recommendation. Yes, Joe Hill. I've loved Joe Hill's other stories, the heart-shaped box and horns and whatnot. Yeah, so I haven't quite gotten into it too far yet, but the premise is that there's this plague that makes people spontaneously combust, and so they're trying to figure out how to control it or how to get rid of it and you know, fun stuff like that. Not fun, but yeah.
Not fun, but good book,
yes.
Excellent.
So.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
And thanks for having me.
All right. So I'm here with teen librarian Kayla, and she's got some exciting programs coming up. Escape rooms are all the rage now, and they're a ton of fun. And so tell me a little bit about the escape room program you've got coming up.
All right, yeah. So next Tuesday, we have our Mario-themed escape room. And we did one this last spring, and the teens loved it, so we thought it'd be fun to do another one again. So essentially, we will lock a group of teens up in one of our meeting rooms, and they will have to piece together different clues to solve puzzles and to escape the room. And the puzzles will all be Mario themed, and we kind of decorate the room Mario themed as well, just to make it more fun. So the teens will be working to save Princess Peach from Bowser.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Excellent. And then your end of summer party for the teens that completed the summer reading program is also next week.
Yes, so August 5th, we have our teen summer lock-in, and all the teens that completed all three levels are invited to our annual lock-in, and they get to stay up all night in the library, and we have games, and crafts, and food, and movies, and it's a lot of fun. They really enjoy it, yeah.
Even for us old grown-ups, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's hard to stay up all night, but the teens make it exciting, and they always keep us on our toes, so.
That they do.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite nights of the year.
Yeah, we play in-the-dark games like Zombie Tag and Capture the Flag, and it's great.
It is. It is. It's a lot of fun. So, the Mario Escape Room is on July 25th at 2 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
2 p.m., and then our lock-in kids have to be here by what time?
8 o'clock on Saturday, August 5th.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for talking about your programs.
Thank you.
So, Kyla, tell me what's going on in Anime and Fandom Club.
In Anime Club coming up, we're going to be continuing our Let's Play of Tales of Graces F. And probably watching Oran High School Host Club some more.
Excellent. Anything else?
That's about the gist of what we're doing in the Anime Club. For Fandom Club, our theme coming up for the next 2 weeks is actually Harry Potter.
Ooh,
so we'll be doing a lot of Harry Potter crafts, coloring pages, stuff like that, and discussing the Harry Potter series as a whole.
Oh, fun. That sounds like a lot of fun. Harry Potter's always popular.
Yeah.
Which was your favorite of the books?
The sixth book.
The sixth book?
Yep.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Excellent. Who's your favorite in the Harry Potter series?
Professor Snape, actually.
Oh, yeah. He was very cool.
People either like him or hate him, though.
That's very true. Did you suspect what he was before the reveal?
I did. I didn't expect it to the extent that it was, but yeah. I did suspect that he was...
kind of a double agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really awesome. So, one of the rules is you tell us what you are reading.
What I'm reading?
Yeah. Or if you're not reading anything, something that you've read recently.
I'm currently going through the One Piece manga series.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm on volume 13 at the moment.
Okay.
So I've got quite a lot longer to go.
And what's that about?
It's about pirates. It's very silly and doesn't take itself too seriously. And it's really enjoyable to read in the middle of everything else. So.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for letting us know what's going on in the world of anime and fandom.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, I'm here with adult programming librarian, Robin.
Hello.
Hello. So tell me what you've got going on.
Okay, we have a few things going on for the end of July. The first thing that we have is we're going to be watching a movie on July 24th at 7 o'clock. The movie is Good Night and Good Luck, starring David Stratham, Patricia Clarkson, and George Clooney. When Senator Joseph McCarthy begins his foolhardy campaign to root out communists in America, CBS News journalist and radio broadcaster Edward R. Murrow dedicates himself to exposing the atrocities being committed by McCarthy's Senate investigation, in air quotes. You can sign up at the front desk or call 580-7290 to sign up to save your spot to watch this movie.
That's a great movie, and otherwise, I assume free popcorn?
Free popcorn, and we have M&M's and soda.
Excellent.
Or water, yes. We also are doing our book club, which is a book to movie. So we'll be reading the 1925 novel, The Painted Veil, by W. Somerset Maugham. And it's set in both England and Hong Kong. And it is about the beautiful adulterous affair of Kitty Fane. And her husband is a little jealous of that, takes her into the cholera country in China, and tries to punish her that way. So it's a very interesting book, written in 1925, set in 1920s China. And so far, I haven't finished it, but I'm enjoying it so far. We'll be watching the movie later, so reading the book first.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And also, we are ending the summer reading program in July.
Okay.
So our final party is July 28th at 5 o'clock. Wait. July 28th at 6:30.
Okay.
So we will be having our final party. And if you've heard of those, have you heard of the breakout rooms before?
Oh, yeah.
We're actually going to do a break-in room. So we're going to be breaking into the Taj Mahal. It's all going to be Indian-themed party for the people who have read three or more books during the summer reading program.
Wonderful. Now, do they need to bring anything?
Need to bring anything. We're going to provide the food. They need to bring themselves and also RSVP so we know how much food to make beforehand.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And one of the rules of the podcast is you need to tell us what you're reading.
Oh, well, I'm reading The Painted Veil.
Oh, perfect.
I'm reading that. I'm also reading a Graham Greene novel at the end of The Affair.
Oh, okay.
So I'm reading that also, going back to the old types of books.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Great being here.
So I also do programming here at the library. I do tech programming. And on July 27th at 1:30 p.m., I'm going to be doing a programming all about email. We get a lot of questions here at the library about email. And this will be answering any of the questions that you have about email, about checking it from home, from an internet cafe in China, getting it on your phone, etc. So if you have any questions, want to sign up for that, just contact me here at the library. You can call or you can email me at aclark@spenceriowacity.com. And another program coming up, if you think this podcast idea is a lot of fun and you have a teen in your life that you think would have a blast at this, or you are a teen yourself and you want to learn about podcasting, we're going to be having a podcasting camp that's going to run from 1 to 3 p.m. on July 31st, which is a Monday, through Friday, August 4th. And again, just call the library or email me at aclark@spenceriowacity.com. Love to hear from you. So, have a great day and a great summer. And that's our show. Music for the podcast is Up Your Street by Purple Planet Music. Visit them on the web at www.purple-planet.com. They've got a free download collection for all your own personal projects. Visit us, Spencer Library, on the web at spencerlibrary.com. You can call us at 712-580-7290. You can even come see us in person at 21 East 3rd Street in Spencer, Iowa, 51301. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And never forget, a book is proof that our voices can travel through time. Thank you all for listening, and have a great one. Goodbye.